We are about to start Simin Shin Sadi Tes. We'll be doing the first four Si'ifim. Sif Aleph Ein Modim Tchum Ha'ir Ela Bechevel Shel Pishton. Chazal were metakin exactly what you are to use in measuring the Tchum. Some, for some things it's a Kula, for some things it's a Chumra. Simply going and using a surveyor's transit today to measure distance would not give you an accurate measurement of the tchum, because Chazal told us exactly how to measure it. And there are times that you're actually going to be cheating yourself because Chazal let you get away with more. So the first thing they said is that this is to be a chevel, a rope that is made of flax, shel nun ama, 50 amas, lo pachis shunim takbi yoser, not less, that is easier to stretch more, v'lo aruch yosu mipnei sheno nimtach karoi, and not longer, because then it's very heavy, and it's very difficult to go and pull it so that it'll be tight. Siv beis, im yesh nohor lefonov, l'soch ayin hei ama, what happens if you have a river in front of you after 75 amas, la'achar shemodad nun ama, after you measure 50 amas, so what do? Chozer la'chorev chofches ama. So you take your string, chofhei ama. You take your string, you fold it in half, you go back 25 amas, kedei she'achevel shel nun amas sholem ad hanohar, so that you measure till the river a full 50 amas. Meaning Chazal say you don't go and fold your string in half and measure 25 amas to the river. You take off 25 from the 50 you just measured, and you go back and now measure a full 50, because they want every part of it to have been measured with a full rope of 50 amas. Siv Gimel, Yosim Achevel Keneged Libo V'yamtichenu B'chol Kocho. You should put it Keneged your heart and pull it as tight as you can. Now, why Dafka Keneged the heart? So first of all, this way everyone is going to be holding it in the same place. Also, so that you pull it tight so that it shouldn't go and run down, and then you're cheating yourself. The Bir Halacha brings a Ritva who says that you don't have to do with Keneged Libo. If you're dealing with flat ground, put it on the ground, and that's good enough for measuring. Siv Dalid, Lo Yimdod Elo Keneged Ha'ir, Afilu Im Yesh Horim V'Gayos Kenegda. You can only measure Keneged the city, even if there are mountains and valleys that come out of it. Lo yelech mikenegdo betzida shehu yoshav yimdod sham. You do not go away from the part that is keneged the ear. You don't go all the way to the side because you say that's flat land. You're supposed to measure directly from the city. The yachzor keneged the ear lefimida shemodat sham. You shouldn't be measuring on the side and then go back. Ela yimdod keneged the ear. So what do you when you hit a mountain? Shegia lahar, so Chazal made certain halachas. Im hu kol kach zokuf, shim yoridu achuta mashkolis mirosho, lo yisrachik mikenegdo lamavto bishipulo dalaramis. If the hill is so steep that the entire aliyah of the har, meaning the entire way that the mountain goes up, that does not take you more than 4 amis. That means it's very, very steep. Oz ein sarech limdor hayirida v'haliyah. Chazal said you don't have to measure the part that goes up. You can skip it. It's not part of your alpayim amah. You get a bonus. Ela im yeshmisho barosho. So what do? You measure it straight on top. So that if what you're dealing with is a plateau, that's almost a straight wall, and then it's flat on top, you can skip that straight wall, the couple of amas where the wall goes up, and you go by the mishor. You go by the flat plane on top. Vim ein misha barosho. And if it's not straight on top, it's just this big, sharp cliff. Ein amodet klal, you skip the whole thing. Vim chut misrachik mekenegdo dalaramis. But what happens if the way that area where it goes up is within a distance of more than 4 amis? Umislaket yud mitoche. And what angle is it going up? The hainu shabihilo chei amas shel shipua ola yutfachim. That when you walk 5 amis, you're going up 10 tfachim. Oz roim. So then the halachi is that you have to measure it. it's not steep enough, so you've got to measure it. Oz roim im ein misvaso el svaso elanunama. So if from one end to the other it's only 50 amas, mavlio bechevel shel nunama. So what do? You just measure it straight. As the crow flies, you'd measure 50 amas. How do you do that? Shazokev eitz gavol b'sfasol mizeh, ve'eitz acher kenegdo b'sfasol mizeh, u'moteh chevel mizeh lezeh. It's very high. You put the string, your 50 amas string, you put that on two pieces of wood, and you just go straight. What happens if it's wider than 50 amas? So you're not going to be able to use a chevel of nun. What you do is you have to keep measuring it 4 amas at a time. You have two people standing 4 amas away from one another. And what they do is, you try to make the rope straight, and every 4 amis, you measure it anew, and this way, you'll go and finish that entire mountain. Then each one stands in what was previously the other place, and the next one moves on another 4 amis. Whereas, if in 4 amis it goes up 10 tfachim, so it's much steeper. If it's so steep, Chazal said you don't have to use 4 amis at a time. What you can do is approximate. And if it's got more than 50 amis, so what you've got to do is use the 4 amma one. Lamaisa, the Bir Halacha says that you can still estimate. It's a machlokas we've shown him, and you go like the makilim, that even if it's more than 50 amis, the halacha is that if it's very steep, you are allowed to estimate what the distance is.